There's a couple of things I want to say now. One is, I'm really sorry, Andy, and other previous ASPers, but we have decided that we needed to break a tradition and make a change. It was a necessary change. We did not go to Waffle House. You all ate potatoes, bought cinnamon buns, filled envelopes, prayed for us, supported us in so many ways, and so I want to show you what your support did. So we'll go ahead and you can't even read the thing, but that's our flat Jesus picture. We were entering into Kentucky. We've taken a picture at that sign for the last 2 years. Our group is nearly twice the size as it was last year. This is the trip down and arriving in Henderson. Day one was demo day. And we did get there, and we were doing two decks on the opposite sides of her porch. And other people had already done some other decks around her house. And demo day, we were like, oh, yeah, sledgehammers, it's going to be such a great thing. And we're all ready to go in there. And it was really hard work. We had to, like, use pry bars to try to get some of these boards off. It was not what we thought demo day was going to be, but it was a little, but we got through it. More demo day at Sharon's house. That's the work we were doing. This continues to be demo day. I have to say that a lot of us went with no construction experience. We would get there, and there was some very experienced construction people, and we'll talk about them in a minute. They were got us all through, and I am very thankful, and we learned a lot. As we're learning there, you can see we're being taught. Foundation Day. Oh, my gosh. When Lizzie talked about the foundation, you cannot even imagine how many times we had to move those rocks around to get them right, what it meant to learn how to do a foundation. And we thought, at least I thought, oh, we'll get in there, we'll get the foundation done in half a day, we'll be back, we'll be putting down boards in no time. Oh, no. 2 days. Okay. More foundation. Keep going. Wednesday was our free day. If you go to Henderson, you always get a free day. They want you to experience the community and the things around you in some way. And we went to a place called Iams Nature Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. And it was beautiful. We can go ahead. We got to walk along the river on a river walk. And there we are on our little group picture, walking in the woods. It was a beautiful day that we had on our free day. There was a quarry at Iams Nature Center, and it was full of water. And it was a hot day. We didn't have swimsuits because I told them there would be no swimming. And so we went kayaking and canoeing, and it was a really good day. On the way home, something you should know about Tim Latimer is that he's a foodie. And he goes on Yelp to find all the best places to eat in the area. And he found this hole in the wall, which is not either one of those brick buildings, but the little building that's behind them, called Coal Creek Smokehouse Barbecue. He looked on Yelp. There were 450 recommendations, and they were all 4.5-star or better. So we went. And literally, we walked into this house where, I mean, the kitchen was where the dining room used to be, and there was more kitchen in the back, and you could see everything that was going on, and we sat where the living room was, and literally there was like barbecue sauce still on the windowsill. I mean, it was a dive. The barbecue was amazing. We looked on the little corner of the menu, and it says they are 13th in the country, 8th in the state of Tennessee for the best barbecue from Insider Edition. So we were pretty like, wow. And then we got to actually start putting down boards, framing up. After we got the foundation done, we framed it up and put down boards. People learned how to use some screwdrivers and electric equipment. Putting down more boards. I wanted to make sure everybody got their picture in the show. One day, I was sitting there. I was helping push the boards up, and I looked at the four of them, my middle schoolers. And I'm like, oh, go like this and this. So this is my hear no evil, speak no evil, see no evil. I don't know. And this is where we're getting close, we're finishing up. I have to tell you, on day 3 in the morning, we get there and we're talking and the adults are all talking and we're like, there is no way. We're never going to get this deck done. It's not going to happen. And, you know, there's a little encourager spirit in me saying, we're going to do it. We'll get it done. I know we will. We'll get it done. But it was like, we weren't sure it was going to happen. So as it starts getting done, I start getting excited. And there it is. It was unbelievable how we felt when it got done. This is Sharon and some of her dogs, and David and Gigi. And then one more slide. Sharon is the homeowner, and as you've heard, she's 61 years old. She has severe diabetes. Her eyes are red with blood from high blood pressure, and I think it's high blood pressure and complications of diabetes. Her neuropathy is crippling her. She has bruises on her body, her health. She is 61 years old, and she moves like she's 85. And she's in pain all the time. So I would talk with her almost every day we were there. We would have a conversation. And every day she would say, "I am so blessed." And I thought to myself, how can she say she's blessed? Because I would never, if you had asked me to describe Sharon before, I'd actually had these four conversations with her every day, I would never have called Sharon blessed. She's impoverished, living in the mountains of Appalachia. She can't get around on her own. Her grocery store is, I don't even know, we couldn't even find a grocery store. It's a long ways away. And her doctors are a long ways away. And all of her health care that she goes to, her therapists and her doctors, and she has some other specialists, and they're all far away. But she has to get there. She has no money, and she's really sick. And yet, every time we ended a conversation, she would say, "I am so blessed." And finally, I said, you inspire me, because you always say you're blessed, and I want to know, what does that mean to you? She goes, "Well, I'm blessed because I have the support of Henderson Settlement." And her husband had passed away, and he was in a nursing home. And she goes, "I was blessed because he was in the best place he could be. And I'm blessed because I have a good doctor. And I'm blessed because people love me." And I had to really start thinking about it, about what it means to be blessed. Because I feel I'm blessed, but I have a really good life. I mean, I have a loving husband, and we get to live in a nice home and a nice community. I get to hang out with these quality people. I mean, what else could you want in life? I feel really blessed. But then I remembered, here's my Bible verse for the week. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." It doesn't say anything about being healthy or having a nice life. It just says you're blessed because God loves you, because God's with you, because God cares for you. You're blessed because God blesses you. Wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, blessings of God are with you. And I learned that this week. It was really a powerful moment for me. A few thank yous. Larry told me he'd be in the balcony. There, yep, he's up there. He's hiding. He says, I'm low profile. I'm not going to wear the t-shirt, and I'm going to sit in the balcony. Larry was a first-time mission adult, first-time mission tripper, and his construction experience, we would not have gotten through a deck without Larry, the second deck. Tim and Steve, also experienced mission trippers, and also very knowledgeable in decking. The three of them together taught us almost everything we needed to know about decking. Without them, those decks would not have existed. Also, Michael Reif and David Menning came with us, and I call them my young muscles and my coolness factor in our leadership team. Without those guys, this mission trip would not have gone well. If I took these kids down there by myself, it would not have gone well. I am so thankful for the volunteers that came with me, and so thank you guys. And I'm also very thankful for this group of youth who, Michael said this week, "I've just seen so much growth in the kids from Monday to Friday that it's incredible." And I will tell you that if you ask them if they were changed at least a little bit by the trip, they will all say yes. And they've all grown and experienced God in a new way, and they've learned what they can do when they're pushed. So thank you, and thank you for all your support.